a revival. From the pulpit to you, let's have a revival. When it starts with me and you, then it reaches out to a lost and hungry world to bring them in. This is our joy. It's our survival. Let's pray for Holy Ghost arrival. Let's have a revival. Sometimes we just go through the motions. Let the Spirit out. No power in our program. No victory in our staff. But the Lord will give us back the joy. Let's open up the Bible. Let's find formality. Let's have a revival. Let's have a revival. From the pulpit to the pew. Let's have a revival. It starts with me and you. Then it reaches out to a lost and hungry world. Songbook and the Bible. If you'll sing and preach the word, you'll have a revival. Let's have a revival. From the pulpit to the pew, let's have a revival. Let us start with me and you. Bearing out to a lost and hungry world to bring them in. This is our joy. This is our hope. This is our strength.
Psalms 99, verse 1 through 5, then I'm going to go to verse 9. Hallelujah. You found it? Follow along with me. Psalms 99, verse 1. The Lord reigneth. Let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubim. Let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and He is high above all people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou dost establish equity. Thou executest judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. Verse 9. Exalt the Lord our God, and worship at his holy hill, for the Lord our God is holy. Bring your attention to the first phrase in verse 5 and verse 9, where it says, exalt ye the Lord our God. Let's lift our hands and ask the Lord to anoint his servant in Jesus' name. Right now, Master, we ask your anointing spirit, even as I speak these words, God, I can do nothing through notes. I can do nothing through education. I can only do something through the anointing power of the Holy Spirit. Saturate this place with the power of God tonight. Let every idle mind be brought into subjection of the Spirit in the name of Jesus. We'll give you all the praise for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And you may be seated. Hallelujah. As I prayed Tuesday morning, I had never even thought of this. And the Lord brought it to my mind like the snap of a finger. And I began to think about what praise and worship is all about. Now, this all originated back, a couple weeks ago when I wanted to start the all-night prayer meeting. And I felt a check in the Holy Ghost because I rushed into it too quick. And as I was praying one day, the Lord spoke to me and said, change it. And so I changed it to Saturday night, and He gave me a name for it, and it's just strictly prayer and praise. And I started to call it prayer and praise gathering, but that was my flesh getting in the way because the Lord just said call it prayer and praise. And so it began then with what praise is really all about. I become a radical sometimes because I get up in this pulpit so much and I say, let's praise the Lord. Come on. Everybody, if you're a born-again believer tonight, I want you to lift your hands. All of these things that I'm always so radical about. And I've had people say to me, why do you do that? And I've never had a reason. I've just always done it because, you know, that's what I've always been around and that's what I was raised in. That everybody was supposed to praise the Lord, but I never had a conviction of why I really praise the Lord. Now we know we praise the Lord because He is worthy. And we know we praise the Lord because we are to glorify Him and all of these things. But the Lord spoke to my heart and through a verse of Scripture found in Acts 13, verse 2, if you have your Bibles, turn there. I don't want you to think I'm misquoting what the Bible says. I've never read it like this. Acts 13, chapter 2. But here is our reason for praising the Lord. Verse 2, Acts chapter 13. And I'm going to go ahead and get into this because I don't want to hold you long as far as preaching tonight, but some things are going to happen in this auditorium tonight. Hallelujah. Acts 13, 2. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas, and Saul for the work whereunto I have called them. And when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. Now, if we interpret the Scripture right, fasting and praying is a form of worship. And there are many other instances in the Bible that I don't have time to go into tonight, but the Lord has brought this to my attention. Every time we lift our hands, every time we look at a blue sky and say, oh, how great my God is. Every time we do anything to give exaltation to our God, we are ministering unto God. You say, how can you minister to somebody that has everything? Very good question, and I do not have the answer. How can we minister to someone who spoke the world into existence in just a few sentences? But I can almost see God and Jesus. I can almost see Him in His flesh, the deity of the Spirit. I can almost see Him as... You ever seen somebody, and I don't want to pick on nobody here tonight, but you look at somebody, you don't even have to say nothing. And you smile at them, and they about fall apart laughing. Anybody ever met anybody like that? They're so giggly, and they just love to be complimented. They love to be talked to, and they about fall apart when somebody acknowledges the fact that they're alive. I'm afraid that I can use my imagination tonight because I'm human. But I just got a good feeling that every time I lift my hands, the Lord just has a good giggling fit because it gets a hold of Him. That's my child down there. That's the one I made with my own two hands, and He is lifting His hands back up to me. That is our purpose. It's so amazing that in its form and style of active worship that we are as Pentecostal, that it gets a hold of the heartbeat of God. It gets a hold of His heart like a grandbaby gets a hold of grandparents, and it takes a hold of Him. And we minister unto God Almighty when we praise His name. Ha! Huh. We minister unto Him, not His needs because He don't have any needs, but we minister unto His Spirit. We minister unto everything that He ever dreams of because if it was not for us, praise would not be established. God said if we didn't worship Him, the rocks would cry out. But God really don't want the rocks to cry out.
He's not going to give us near as much glory out of the rock crying out if somebody with a choice can worship Him. The rocks have no choice. If the Lord says, rocks cry to me, they have to cry out. But me and you in this auditorium tonight have a choice to say, God, I'm going to worship You. Or we can say, God, I'm not going to do anything for You. Hallelujah. It has gotten my mind in a maze right now. How that we can minister unto God when we lift our hands, when we speak in tongues, when we do anything that brings glory to Him, we are ministering unto Jesus Christ. He came to this earth, robed Himself in flesh to become just like us. That's a compliment in itself to think that we are worthy. We are worthy to even look anything like Him. There may be somebody in this auditorium tonight that would pass for identical twins with Jesus Christ. Maybe, maybe not. We don't know what He looks like. But what a privilege it is to say, hey, you know, I almost look like Jesus. We think He was white. You know, I'm the same color as Jesus. That is something to strut about, friend. I'm going to bring myself back to the dog that I saw at Conway Hospital. And friend, there is such a deep message in this, there's really not. But a dog peeping over a window of a truck, giving everything he had to see over the windowsill. But he never enjoyed what he saw. He was wanting to see far above what he could see. And that is the way it is with Jesus. If we could just take some time and sit down, whether it be in your home, whether it be in this church, whether it be out on a stump somewhere in the woods, and he say, God, I'm not where I want to be, Lord, and I'm not going to quit crying, Lord, but right now, for about 30 minutes, Lord, I'm just going to enjoy where I am at in Your Spirit. And what a refreshing atmosphere that would be. But there is a problem with that. There's a lot of people that sit down and enjoy where they're at and forget where they were going. I don't want us to be like that. I want us to sit down and say, God, I thank You. I thank You, Lord, for just letting me have what I have. Oh, I wish there was some way that we could see the Lord every time we praise Him. I wish there was some way that we could just get a video screen of some kind and look into heaven. Maybe when He didn't know we was looking. I know that's not possible. But it amazes me that we can minister unto Jesus. Exalt ye the Lord our God and worship at His footstool, for He is holy. And worship at His holy hill, for the Lord our God is holy. They ministered unto Jesus. They ministered unto Jesus when they fasted and prayed. Oh. Praise, what is it? What is the ministry of praise? Mr. Webster gives an explanation of praise as an expression of approval. And praise is worship. An expression of approval. God don't need our approval. Some of you just thought that. God don't need our approval. But it is so very nice sometimes, probably for God to think, hey, did people really like what I'm doing? We could get very, very imaginative tonight, and we would almost get out of the Bible, and we don't want to do that. But there's something about just praising Him and worshiping and ministering unto Him. An expression of approval. You don't need our approval. There's a lot of things that you do in this world that you don't need nobody's approval for what you do. No matter if they approve it or not, you're going to do it. And you're right in what you do. But it's so nice sometimes for somebody to come up and say, hey, man, you're doing a great job. Man, I appreciate what you're doing. If you just go pick somebody up for church, believe it or not, you're ministering unto God. That's not very spiritual, Brother Troy. You're ministering unto the Lord because you're in His service. There is no big I's and little Q's in the kingdom of God. I'll say it again. There are no big I's and little Q's in the kingdom of God. Somebody says, well, I'm more important because I do this and so does that. It's not a matter of what you do. It's a matter of how we do it. We are in His service. And I'm going to get on a roll here tonight. There's people everywhere. In every church, that you can ask them to sing a song. They say, I have to sing. And I would love to look at them and say, no, you don't have to. You get to sing. I have to be a Sunday school teacher. Oh, my God. I have to be an usher. No. You get to be in His service. You are allowed to minister unto God Almighty. You're allowed to minister unto the deity of all the world. We don't have to do nothing. The Lord has allowed us to do everything that we do in this place. Wherever we're at, we get to minister unto Him by praise and worship. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Oh, we need to reevaluate what we're in this thing for. Are we in it for our name? Are we in it just because? In a little while, we're going to have one of the largest churches in this part of Louisiana. What are we in it for? What's our motive? Are we going to wait on God, or are we going to try to catch up with Him and say, hey, Lord, you know, instead of waiting on you, I think I'll help you a little bit. Lord, go ahead and say it. The Lord don't need our help. Somebody said, God don't need man. And I said this the other night. God may not need man, but He needs somebody to get this message across to a lost and dying world. Oh, it is a privilege. And thank God we don't live under the law of Moses. I would be dead, but some of us would really be dead. You walk in the house of God with the wrong motive or wrong anything, and the Lord struck you dead. It was over. But now we live in a day and age when we have a choice. And it's so blessed to give, because the more you give, the more you receive. But I don't think that sinks into our head quite near as much as I think it does. Because if I really live by that motive, oh, how much more I do. Faith without works is dead. But what is true faith? True faith is now faith, but true faith is believing without seeing. True faith is giving God something before you can even pay your own bills. Well, I've done it, and it didn't happen. They come and repossess my car. You know what the problem is? We didn't believe it. Because the Bible says, the Bible, it hadn't changed. Believe and receive. Oh, if we could get that into our skull somehow, how much more, and our pastor has been preaching on it so hard lately, bless them with persecution. Bless them with cursing. And bless people. More than anything, we are allowed to bless ourselves. Hallelujah. Exaltation means to raise high and to glorify and to elevate by praise. Every time we lift our hands, every time we whistle a tune of a song that glorifies God, what are we doing? We're raising Him high. Every time we lift our hands or shout with a voice of triumph, every time we come into His presence and adore Him, we are ministering unto Him. Now, I hope this don't sound foreign to you, which I'm sure it does, but if we could ever get a hold of the true concept of praise, if we could ever get a hold of what praise is really all about, we can go to the book of Joshua. And the true identity of praise is, shout and the walls will come down. No ifs, ands, buts, or whys, or hows. If we'll shout and believe, God's going to do what we ask Him to do. But we have become so organized in our motives to think, well, God, I'll praise You when You get through doing it. When all along God's saying, I said it, I meant it, if you'll believe it, I'll do it. God, I'll believe it when you get through. God, ain't no never do it. I said, God, ain't no never do it if we don't believe Him before He does it. We can talk about the hired property. We can talk about a financial situation you're in. We can talk about any problem that you may have. When all along, if we would just stand up and give God praise in the midst of a valley and say, God, I'm going to praise you for what you're going to do for me. The true concept of praise is shouting the walls to come down. That's why I done what I did during testimony service tonight. Somebody go ahead and stand up and give God praise for what He's going to do. So many times we get concerned about what man's going to do. Well, God, you're going to do this for us, but God, look what somebody's doing over there. God ain't concerned about what they're going to do over there. And it does not come against what God said He would do for us. You can apply that to any situation in life you want to. Man does not change God's approval to do something for somebody else. And I'm sure there's some theologians here tonight that can tear that statement apart. But God does not change because of man. There are things that God does that man changes. But God does not change because of man. God said He's going to do something for you. Your next door neighbor goes off and does something bad. God ain't changed His mind one bit. He's still going to do it if you believe. Oh, let us get out of our mind that because man does something, God is going to change His mind for what He's going to do for us. It's not true. And we have no right to come into this place and say, God, but why? I know that's a tough statement. I know it's hard to say, God. It's hard not to say, God, why? But when we come up to an experience where God said something, there's no reason to doubt it. I remember the night that Brother Morton Buster stood here at Reaching Our Generation 1990, and he stood here and he said, God is going to do something for this church. God's going to do something for it. He's going to give you a gift of $650,000 to a machine. He's going to do all these things for you. Man has come through here time and time again and said, God is going to do this for you. And about 2 weeks later, people walk away and say, I guess God's going to do it. Poor old God, He must have got busy, forgot all about us down here in Balkanville, Louisiana. And it ain't even on the map. He ain't going to be able to find us. You know, we're up a creek without nothing. Now, that is a very stupid example. But it's about the truest example I can think of. And the most personal part of it is I'm guilty of it. But if I can ever get a hold of the ministry of praise. The wall may be tall. I can march around in 7 days. And I don't even have to ever look at it. I'm sure there were some people in the army there of the Israelites that about every other day they go up to the wall and say, well, you know, I don't see no cracks in that wall. I wonder when God's going to start. That wall ain't going to fall down. They were doubting God. I don't see, ain't no bricks fell off there yet. Now who does He think He is? You know, the Bible says that the wall fell down straight, flat. If we interpret that right, no brick ever fell off of there. And if you look what the historians record about the wall, they say that the wall, the earth opened up and the earth swallowed the wall. They are still digging complete parts of the wall out of the earth. They believe it didn't fall flat. They believe it fell straight into the earth. You can get a sermon out of it if you want to. I ain't found one yet. But the whole essence of what I am saying tonight is if God said it, your grandmother can say He's not going to do it. The pastor across town can say God's not going to do it. The mayor of the city can say God's not going to do it. Anybody can say God's not going to do it. But I've got news for you tonight. God is going to do it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo. Why don't we take a moment and let's minister unto Jesus right now. Let's minister unto God Almighty. Oh, I praise Your name, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Oh, thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Oh. Praise God, praise God. Let me blow your mind for just a minute. Praise is not a gift of the Spirit. Praise is not a special ministry that only a few chosen will receive. But praise is given to everybody that receives the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And God even gives praise unto sinners. The only way a sinner can receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost is he first must acknowledge that God is God. And that's praise right there. Oh, but I can't praise God. Don't expect God to do nothing for you. Now, I know I'm tagged as a blunt preacher, but I live in a blunt world, and I don't see why I ought to have to change my lifestyle when I come to the pulpit. Now, you can tear that apart, too. My dad gnaws on me around the waist. You can gnaw on me somewhere else. But I've just got a slight feeling that God expects more out of us, not because it's mandatory, but because God has so many things He wants to do for us. If He could, there would be many times He would come to this earth, robed in flesh, and get down in front of you and say, He would beg you to worship Him if you only knew what He wanted to do for you. I've got to hurry. Oh, I think it's time that we ought to raise Him high above all the earth that men may see Him. I want to glorify Jesus. I want to let Him know that I approve of what He does, no matter what it is or no matter how it may affect me. I want to let Him know I approve of it. One of the hardest prayers to pray is, God, not my will, but Thine be done. Hallelujah. Because God's will ain't always what we want. Calvary and the story of the manger. We try to make it look so good in its content and composure. But it was really worse than any we will ever be able to portray. Now, where was the manger at? It was in a stable. Now, I'm not trying to be gross in my approach tonight, but there's a point I'm trying to make here. We've always seen these manger scenes in Christmas plays, and I want to keep sitting on like this, with all the hay real neatly, you know, placed around there, and oh, it's so pretty. But the manger was in a stable. And what a stable is for is for animals to stay in there and you can just say do their thing. Now, I do not believe that when they knocked on the door of the inn that somebody said, "We're not there," and raked the stable out. Hold on a minute. I don't want to lose you tonight. My point is, we try to dress everything up so nice. We try to make sure everything's just perfect. I stood here Sunday night and I watched a girl in this church, and about every other minute, she had to straighten her clothes and make sure she was all pretty, and I just wanted to go back there and lay hands on her, mess her hair all up, do everything I could to get her dignity out of the way. So the manger, it probably wasn't full of real nice beige hay. Some of it may have been color stained, if you please. I mean, there were things in that stable that you've never seen in a Christmas play in a stable. I can promise you that. And guess who was laying in the manger? All the people in the world that could have done so much more to be born in, so much more than Solomon's palace. Chose a place where the muck and the mire of animals laid in the dirt and where hay was scattered abroad. Jesus Christ came to earth in God Almighty, robed in the flesh and said, I will take myself and lay it as low as man can go. As low as low is, He came here and laid Himself in a manger. In a manger. It wasn't near as pretty as we think it was. Stable. Where things were that will make you nauseated. I'm not trying to be gross tonight. I want to paint you a picture. And I think I've got it painted pretty well. But I'm not trying to get off of everything tonight. I'm going to have fun preaching tonight because I feel this in the Holy Ghost. Why was it that way? Because he wanted him to be exalted. We can come here and make this place as nice as we want to. We can put $100,000 chandeliers in here, and it does not mean one thing to God. It don't mean one thing to God. We can spend $10 billion on a sanctuary, and it don't mean one thing to God. It don't glorify Him one bit. It don't exalt Him one bit. It don't give Him praise one bit. It don't worship Him one bit. It does not do anything for Him. But sometimes we have people who become professional pew warmers, and then they wonder, why is this happening to me? When all along, God is not interested in what kind of clothes we wear. He's interested in holiness. He's not interested in what kind of car we drive. He's not interested in what kind of house we live in. He's not interested in what kind of sound system we have or what our church life is like. He's more interested in our worship and our praise. The chandeliers don't minister unto Him none. The 1990 Cadillac don't minister unto Him none. Your $60 Bible don't minister unto Him none. But what ministers unto Him is your heart. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We've got to get it inside ourselves. What we need is a revelation of the power of praise and worship. What happened when Legion began to praise Jesus Christ? The demons had to leave. They had to leave. Not only do we need to get a hold of the revelation, but we need to get a hold of what it will do for us if we obey. Praise and worship. The more I remove this old flesh from the spotlight, the more He is going to be exalted. That is the key right there. That He may be exalted. Conference, I tried my best to get a sign made. And the reason I didn't is because I didn't feel it in the Spirit. I wanted to get a sign made to stretch across the back of this auditorium that said that He may be exalted. And I wanted to put He in some of the biggest letters I could find and underline it and scribble it and put it in highlighter that everybody may see, hey, we're not trying to exalt ourselves. We're trying to exalt God. If we'll get ourselves out of the way, God will take care of everything that we need. But a bunch of the things that we tell God we need, we can easily get along without them. And we can probably much easier live for God without them. That He may be exalted. Genesis 1:1-27. The creation of heaven and earth and all that is therein. He done it all for one purpose. And that was to give Him praise. He was not interested in man drooling over the fact that He spoke it into existence in 7 days. That doesn't faze God a bit when we say, oh Lord, you're such a great God for doing that. What He's interested in is us praising Him for the mere fact that He's done it because He was able. I feel the Holy Ghost here tonight. I know we're not shouting like it's Sunday night, and I know you're not getting with everything maybe like we ought to be, but there is a ministry in what God is speaking to this church about tonight. Who do we think we are that we can come into this sanctuary, the Holy of Holies, and not give Him praise? There's people tonight that have not one time said hallelujah. There's people tonight that have not one time lifted their hand and said, God, I love You. There's people here tonight that have not in no form, fashion, shape, or form, in any expression of words or experience or action, let God know that they were thankful that He allowed them to come here tonight. But if we could only realize if I would praise God, what would he do? Psalms 34 and 3 says, let us exalt his name together. Psalms 299 and 5 says, exalt ye the Lord our God. Psalms 107:32, exalt him in the congregation. Judges 5 and 3 says, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Oh, Psalms 34 and 1, his praise shall be in my mouth. Jeremiah 17:14, O Lord, thou art my praise. Oh, Lord, you are my praise. Everything I think about, every word I breathe, God, I'm thinking about you, God. Oh, John 9:24 says, give God the praise. We've got a lot of gods sitting in our homes. We've got a lot of gods that go around with us every day. We run into a lot of gods that are in sheep's clothing, and we worship them more than we worship the Creator of the world. Oh, what a tragic mistake. Psalms 101, you know it by heart. I know it by heart. I've said it many times, but what God has wanted me to do is start not saying it, but obey it. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Oh, and this one gets to all of us. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be faithful unto him and bless his name. Here's another bomb crusher. Do you know that the Bible tells us to bless God? Now, we've talked a lot about blessing each other. We've talked a lot about blessing ourselves. But I never saw it till today. The Bible tells us that we have the right to bless God. How can you bless somebody that has it all? We can bless God. Hallelujah. Oh, what we need to get in our minds is we come to this place not to sing a pretty song. There's nothing wrong with music, but we rely on it way too much. We don't come here to put our money in the offering plate, even though we ought to do that and the Bible commands it. But our sole reason for walking in them back doors is to give God praise. Hallelujah. The denominational world says that praise is just a dignified, a polite, but yet a very personal way of getting a hold of God. But I got news for them. Because praise is the nourishment of the mind upon God's truth. Praise is the quickening of the conscience by God's holiness. Praise is the cleansing of the imagination by God's beauty. And praise is the response of my life to God's plan for my life. You want to let God, you want to let God know that you approve of what he's doing? All you got to do is praise him. Every time you lift your hand, you're saying, God, whatever you want to do with me, God, I want you to do it. God, I don't care if it's good or bad. God, whatever it takes to mold me and to shape me, God, I'm going to praise you for it. God, it may hurt. It may carry me through the lowest valley of my life, Lord, but I know on the other side of that valley is a mountain that is taller than any mountain I've ever been on. That's what the true meaning of praise is all about. Hallelujah. But he must be exalted. I want somebody to help me preach around here tonight. I'm not preaching a false doctrine. I'm not preaching nothing we've ever heard about either. We've heard about it many times, but it's time we get to the place that we get rid of our pride. We get rid of our dignity and say, God, whatever you want me to do, God, I'll do it. Oh, God, make me more radical. God, make people make fun of me. Lord, I don't care. I want to be what you want me to be. The number one thing that's going to send people to the pit of hell is pride. People can speak in tongues every time they wake up in the morning, every time they come to church, every time they do anything, they speak in tongues. But if they can walk in this house and not give God praise, they got pride and they're not going to make it, friend. I know it's straight, but it's the dead truth. If we don't praise the Lord, no matter what else we do, we're not going to make it. I can knock 500 doors a day, but if I don't praise Him, He's not going to acknowledge the fact that I'm even around. I can do anything I want to do. Let's get this picture out of our mind. And I'm not being negative tonight, because I admonish this church for your praise and worship. But I don't want us to think that we have reached the limit of praise and worship. We've got a lot of people that go to home mission churches. They've got a dream. They want to succeed. And when they reach their first goal, it's like, you've got guys who take churches and they're so fired up, man, we're going to reach our city in a year. They have 25 people pray through in the first 2 months, and 25 years later, they're still running the same amount. Somebody's lost their purpose and their reality for existence. When all along, we praise Him through the storm. There are walls that are built around people in this church so thick. There are walls that are around your life right now, and you want to come crying to somebody and say, I don't understand why. I don't understand why I'm in the situation I'm in. But we could walk in these doors of this church and never one time say, God, I thank You for what You're carrying me through. Oh, hallelujah. I want us to lift our hands right now. I felt the Lord speak to me about something. In the name of Jesus right now, Lord, I'm ministering to You, Jesus, for Your divine and perfect will. Oh, my Jesus. Hallelujah. I want to praise You, God. Oh, let my conditions be mounted by man, but let my conditions be given to me from the throne room of heaven. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Oh, praise God. Praise God, praise God. So many times we wait on the beat of the drum or the sound of the keyboard or the excited voice of the singer. But it is not in the loud voice of the preacher. But the true motivation of praise is from the heart. And here is something that stops us. If you've got something in your heart that ought not be there, you're not going to be able to praise the Lord. If you're still carrying a sacrifice around a week after you are to burn it and send it away, if you're still carrying it around, it's going to be mighty hard to praise the Lord. But if when we walked in them doors and went into that prayer room and dropped everything off that we had and said, God, I'm going to leave my problems in there. God, I'm going to leave my problems at home, Lord. I'm going to come into Your presence tonight with one divine wish. That I exalt You, Lord. That I don't ask You for nothing, Jesus. That I praise You for what You're going to do for me. Much to our surprise, we'd go home, we'd go back to that prayer room, and a lot of our problems wouldn't be there. Now we quit asking God, when are You going to save my children? And start thanking God for the mere fact that He is going to save them. So many times we ask God when He's going to do something that we forget the fact, and God even forgets that we believe that He's going to do it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they said it in Daniel 3, 17 and 18, if it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and He will deliver us out of thine hand. O king, I think he was kind of sarcastic when he talked to the king about this. But if not, be it known unto you, you macho thing with your crown on your head, I'm just a measly little peasant boy, but I want to tell you something right now, king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Did you hear that? I want you to know, whatever you do, king, I don't care if you put us in the fire furnace. God may not even deliver us, but if He does, we're still not going to worship your God. Time some of us go home. I'm not talking about televisions. I'm not talking about radio. I'm not talking about any of the things that we have been talking about here lately. But there's other things in our house that have become God's to us. Now, some of you can... I'll get kicked back from this. I'm going to say it anyway. There are some people in this church, and I like Coke. I don't like Dr. Pepper. I like Coke. I like soft drinks. But would you believe that soft drinks are a god to some people? They cannot go a whole day without drinking a soft drink with caffeine in it. But yet they can go a whole day without getting on their knees and saying, God, I love you. I praise you. I worship you for everything you've done, God. I give you glory and honor, Lord. Oh, and they can go a whole day without saying the same. People say, and I'm not in a position to say this, I'm going to say it anyway. You don't tell me how to raise my child. It's not your child, friend. When he was born or she was born, you gave him to God. You don't go dig up a book at the library to tell you how you raise your children. You get on your knees and God will tell you how, because they're not your children, they're God's. Oh, Lord, if I want to be ringing tomorrow, I didn't have that on notes. Oh, but what we need is not dead, dull, dry, boring saints who know how to warm a pew. But what we need in this end time hour is who is someone who's willing to say, Lord, I'm sick and tired of being average. God, I want a new touch. God, I want a new anointing. I'll say it, anointing is not jumping up and down. Anointing is not shouting. Anointing is not running around the church. Anointing is not even speaking in tongues. But anointing is something that takes our flesh and pushes it aside and says, God, I want you to be the king of my life. God, whatever you say, I'll listen. So many times, and this is so weird, and I know it's 9:05, people will be praying and they'll hear something great. They'll hear somebody tell them, I want you to go knock doors. And they'll run to the pastor and say, Brother Charity, I'm not sure if the Lord or the devil told me this, but something told me I ought to go knock doors. The devil ain't going to tell you to do nothing that is constructed to the image of God. And God ain't going to tell you don't need to go knock doors. Everybody's not a door knocker. I understand that. And I'm not up here preaching and knocking for Jesus. There is a ministry given unto people, and there are different ministries given unto everybody. But there is one ministry that is given to everybody that has ever born into this world, and that is the ministry of praise. The ministry of praise. Where are the three Hebrew children in this auditorium tonight that will say, I am not going to bow to the gods of this world? King, do what you want to do. Satanic church, do what you want to do, but you're not going to slow us down one bit. Oh, are we bold enough to say that? Are we bold enough to walk up to the front door and say, how much power do you think you have? Are we waiting on God to tell us? He's already told us in the book to try these spirits and see if they're of God. You can't try their spirits over South Central Bell. We've got to try their spirits faith to faith. Man, I want to be Pentecostal so bad. But by the point, you are Pentecostal. If I could tear apart the word to its original form and what it really means, there are very few people in this congregation, and I promise you, I'm in that category. I'm not a Pentecostal like I really say I am. Somebody asked me today, what is Pentecost? Pentecost is the ascendance of the day of Pentecost. Apostolic is the descendants of the upper room. I need to reevaluate where I am and what I really say I am. And I've preached on this before. I want to be real. I want to exalt Jesus. I want to give Him praise. I want us to all stand right now. I know it's Wednesday night. You're tired. But let me throw you with another bomb. Our body is a temple of God. There's times we're going to get tired. But I believe the devil has a spirit of tiredness. that every time you walk in these doors, you can feel fine till you get here, but he'll throw a spirit of tiredness over you and you'll say, oh, I'm too tired to worship God tonight. When all along, if we would worship God, we'd check that spirit off. If there are people in this place tonight that have walls around them, there are things that are binding your life right now. There are parents in this place that there are spirits that are binding your children right now. And when you go home tonight, they're going to go in the front door with you. And we look at situations and say, oh, but they're so-and-so. And I'm not only young people. There's parents in this place tonight that are bound by spirits. I know of a situation. I'm not going to call any names. And you want to know who I'm talking about. But there's someone, and they don't even go to this church all the time. And they wonder why their kids aren't living for God. They wonder why their grandchildren aren't living for God. Because they never took a stand and said, this is the God we're going to serve, friend. This is the God we're going to give praise to. Oh, if we could ever really realize what is a hold of some of the things all around. I can stand tonight and say, if anybody wants liberty, come here and we'll pray for you. That it doesn't take that. Anybody here that wants liberty tonight, you can lift your hands right now. Without any loud drum beat, without any song, without any keyboard, without any screaming preacher on a microphone, you can lift your hands right now and say, God, I accept what you're doing for me. Oh, praise the Lord. Now, let's lift our hands right now. God, I thank you for your spirit. Jesus. Oh, why don't you go ahead and give God praise? Why don't you go ahead and get rid of your pride tonight and give God praise? Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Jesus. Sister Masters, I appreciate your testimony, and I'm not being negative in nothing I say, but I have to obey the Holy Ghost. Eric, until you give God praise for what He's done, something's going to happen to you continually. Until you give God praise, not by lifting up your hands and saying, God, I praise you, but by living for God with everything you have inside. Let's praise Him. Where's praise originated at? The heart. We speak it and we live it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost in this place right now. There are angels that are walking up and down these aisles right now saying, if you'll praise me, I'll answer your prayers. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, Jesus, I love you. God, I love you. Oh, God, I love you. I praise your name. Oh, I almost feel drunk in the Holy Ghost tonight because I want to get so intoxicated with praise and worship that anybody that comes around me knows that I'm a born-again child of God. They don't have to ask me, but it goes in my expression and in the glow of my face. Oh, hallelujah. I feel a great spirit in this auditorium right now. Anybody in this place that don't understand what you feel, I promise you it's the Holy Ghost, because the devil ain't in this place right now. He has no authority here. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Anybody wants the baptism of the Holy Ghost right now, you can either lift your hands where you are. You don't have to understand what it's all about. Just understand God wants to give it to you. Anybody wants the Holy Ghost? Any visitor here tonight wants the Holy Ghost? Anybody here tonight want a touch of God? Anybody here want to minister unto Jesus? Anybody here want to receive something they've never received before? Lift up your hand and say, God, I accept it right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We need to praise God. I don't care if we praise Him for another hour. God wants to do some things in this auditorium tonight. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. There's some young people that need to praise the Lord. You got walls built upon your life right now. You can't get loose in the Spirit. You need to lift your hands right now and say, God, I praise You. God, I praise You. God, I praise You. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, you're not satisfied yet. Come on, you're not satisfied yet. Begin to praise Him. Philip Prosoff, you want to live for God, you better praise the Lord for what He's already brought you through, son. Lift your hands and praise the Lord right now. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, somebody come pray right now. Come on, don't be afraid of what people don't think. Somebody come pray. Somebody come pray. Come on. Somebody come pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We ain't got a hold of the ministry of praise yet because we're already through praising Him. The more we give unto Him, the more He's going to give unto us. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Young people, why don't some of you find this altar and say, God, I'm going to give my life to You. Not half of it, not three quarters of it, but I'm going to give it all to You. Hallelujah. I'm going to close. I'm not going to beg you to accept what God wants to give to you. If we can ever get this in our mind, that the more we give unto Him, the more He's going to give unto us. You'll never have to worry about one bill to pay. You'll never have to worry about one thing you want. You'll never have to worry about any problem financially if you'll give everything to God. Well, I gave it to God. Why are you still worrying about a sin? He can handle it. Hallelujah. I want us all to come to the front right now. Let's sing a song. Let's magnify Him. Let's come and stand around the front of this altar and worship the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God.